Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Empower Your Life Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this incredible event, and I am so grateful that you have decided to join us and that you're open to the beauty and strength of empowerment, because that's what this summit is about, empowering you. And we have so many incredible authors that I'm getting the honor to interview today who are amazing women. They are loving and giving individuals, and they're here to share their stories and the lessons they've learned in their life with you, so this will assist you in your life and to help you feel more empowered and more on purpose in your life as you move through the journey of your days. And I'm so happy today to be talking with one of our co-authors, Fiona Johnson. And her topic is one that you have chosen to listen to, so I know you're interested in it. And the topic is the power of choosing you. And that is so important. I can't wait to hear what Fiona has to say about it. But first, I'm going to read a brief introduction of her, and then we'll get started talking with her. Fiona Johnson is a consultant, certified life coach, motivational speaker, and mentor with a passion for guiding others to discover their core value and to stand in their truth. She earned her coaching certification from Work Life Destination and her DISC Facilitator certification from DISC Cert, Inc. She also holds a pre-law degree from Broward College and a BA in psychology from Florida Atlantic University. Fiona is the founder of Speak Hope International, an organization dedicated to bringing hope to the hopeless and guiding their clients to realign their perspective to recognize the greatness in themselves. Fiona lives in Tamarack, Florida. And Fiona, I'm so happy to talk with you today. How are you?
I am fantastic, Sue, and I'm so happy and honored to be here with you this evening.
Yes, it really is. You know, I like I said, I am so honored to talk to all of you amazing authors. And, you know, I personally loved your story in the book, Empower Your Life. And I know that you'll share maybe a little bit about that today with some of our readers and certainly some of the lessons that are included there. You know, I'm going to start this interview with you with a kind of a big question. Will you tell us what kind of legacy do you want to leave?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. You know, oftentimes we live our lives and we just go in the flow of things. And, you know, somewhere, though, you take a pause and you think, what is it that I would like others to say about me after I'm gone, really? And for me, what I would love to my legacy to be is that I have affected change in others, in the lives of the people who I have come in contact with, that they too get to see their worth. They get to know that they're worthy. They get to know that they're valuable. They get to know that they're valued and that they can live their best life now, not tomorrow, not looking back at the past, but in the present, that they can live their best life.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, that is so valuable to make a difference in other people's lives. I mean, we are all connected on this planet. You know, we're all here at this divine timing, right? But there's some reason for all of us to be here together. So I agree with you. You know, I love that, you know, we are here affecting each other. And the fact, I mean, we're affecting each other one way or the other, right? So let's make a positive change, positive difference here. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
thank you.
So the topic of your interview is the power of choosing you. Now, somebody might hear that and say, well, that sounds kind of selfish. Do you think that makes you a selfish person to choose you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It simply means that you have acknowledged your worth. You've acknowledged who you are, and you're owning your strength, and you're owning your right to live the life that you were created to live. We all have our own path. We all have our own destiny. And oftentimes we spend too much time in someone else's world and living in someone else's bubble, like I oftentimes call it. And when you know who you are and you choose to live in that truth, it's not selfish at all. It's just you saying, you know, I know who I am and I'm accepting that. And I'm owning my right to be that.
And do you think that that infringes on anybody else's right to be who they are?
Absolutely not, no. Because when you're living your truth, it helps other people to live their truth. Because you're an example, right? You're setting a foundation for your children or your friends or whomever you are in contact with, your sphere of influence. So it doesn't infringe on anyone. If anything, it empowers someone else. It's just as what you said earlier. We're all here, you know, in this unified sense to support each other. But if I'm not living my truth, I can't support you, you know, in living your truth. So it's okay to choose you.
Yep, I agree with you. I totally agree. That's great. So, you know, Fiona, another big question for you. What is your life mission?
My life's mission is to guide others to finding their truth. And if you'll notice that all of this, when I go through it, it's all about finding your truth. And for me, it's very important for people to get this. Being authentically you, I want people to know who they are, to discover who they are, or to rediscover who they are. And that's my mission, you know. When someone say, I want to go to step two, you know, it's important for you to understand why you want to get to step two. You know, what is there? What is that thing that's driving you? And that's my mission, for them to see clearly and to own that.
And so when you say that, really, you know, authenticity is a word that I think is overused sometimes. But what does that mean to you if you're saying somebody is being authentically you? Being authentically themselves?
You know, it just goes back to what I said earlier. Like, you cannot be living in someone else's world when there's a discomfort. When you're not being yourself, there's a discomfort inside. There's turmoil. There's just a level of stress or anxiety that you feel on the inside, that you know that you're not being true to yourself. You're not being honest with yourself. When you are walking in your truth, there's a peace that you feel on the inside, you know, and the level of anxiety that you might feel is completely different from the what you would have felt if you weren't. It's more an adrenaline, so to speak, because now you're owning yourself, you're owning your right, you're just being you, and it's okay to be you. People need to understand that it's okay to be you as long as you're not hurting other people, you know.
Absolutely. Oh, I like that a lot. Oh, the honesty, the truth, authenticity, and using that as adrenaline. I like that, you know, because I've lived some of my life not feeling like myself, you know, and I know that anybody that's ever done that knows exactly what I'm talking about. And you know, it's such a beautiful thing when you come into your own. And as a coach, you probably love watching your clients do that.
Oh, it gives you joy. It gives you such a feeling of accomplishment. It's to see the light bulbs go off. It's an amazing feeling, and it's just worth its weight in gold.
Wonderful. You know, Fiona, I know that during this whole process of becoming an author, a co-author in the book Empower Your Life, you've been enjoying this process because you've communicated that to me. What would you say was the most exciting part for you in this process?
Oh, goodness. I think it was the fact that I got to revisit my past and revisiting it with a purpose. You know, oftentimes we don't want to look back at our past because, you know, it doesn't bring us joy. But, you know, going through this process, it was an amazing thing. I was able to look back at it. I was able to acknowledge my present, where I'm at now, based on where I was coming from. And it also gave me an opportunity to look into my future from a different perspective as well. So the journey, I was just, it's an exciting one, and I'm just very grateful that I had the opportunity to do that.
And we're grateful to have you with us in this book, because I had the opportunity to read your story, and I really enjoyed it. And I know that our readers, our listeners, will find this very powerful. So we appreciate that. You know, you have a company named Speak Hope International. Can you tell us, what was the inspiration behind your company?
Oh man. Speak Hope International. Growing up, I think I was always someone that other people would come to for advice and stuff like that. And you know, always had a passion, you know, to help others or speaking life into other people. And, you know, somewhere along the line, you lost it. And, you know, I rediscovered it after I had an incident where, you know, the doctors look at me and they says, well, I don't know if she's going to make it. At least I woke up hearing them saying that to my aunt. And, you know, just knowing that I made it through that, you know, sitting at my desk a couple of years later, I started looking at where I'm at and what is it that I would love for my legacy to be? What is it that I want to leave behind? And Speak Up International just came. It was just like an epiphany at that moment. This is what I need to do. And so I did my research and I got my company going. But it's more than just the name. It's just as it's founded on it's built on this foundation, whereas, again, I just want people to know who they are, knowing that they're valued and valuable and that they can live their best life in the moment, in the present, you know. And that's what my company is all about. It's speaking life into young people because they're the next generation. I want them to know it doesn't matter what socioeconomic background you're from or what someone might have said to you, you know, that you might not amount to be. You know, I want to be that person to say to them, you know, you can be whatever it is that you want to be. You know, I want them to see that. And that's what this company is all about. That's what I want it to be all about.
I love that. And that word hope, it gives me hope, especially when you're talking about the future generations, because that is the future of our world and our country.
Exactly.
And our world, everything. So I love that. You know, Fiona, what would you say is the number one principle that has had a dramatic impact on your life? And how can other people use that same principle to achieve the type of results that you've had?
When you asked that question, it put a smile on my face, actually, because that one principle is never settle. And it's important for people to understand that you don't need to settle for where you're at now. It's important because for me, I have been in situations where I know I didn't belong in those situations. I know I didn't. Whether it was work or relationships or whatever it might have been at the time. But I was in it because I didn't think that I was worthy of more. And when I discovered my self-worth, I recognized that those situations are not for me and I could choose to say no. And that's what I did. And I think people should look at that. You know, reevaluate some of their situations that they're in. And if they're not feeling as though this is something that's going to be beneficial to them in the long run, then they should choose, you know. And oftentimes we do not because we are fearful of the unknown. But, you know, it's okay because we don't always know what's behind any closed door. But if you take that step and open the door, then you will discover what's behind it and get that strength to walk through. So never settle. And I think it's important for people to know that. And this was important for me to know that. And that's what I did. I unsettled myself and own my right and know that I'm worthy.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's interesting, too, that you say, you know, people settle for things so they're complacent, but then you said you unsettled yourself. And when I think of unsettling, I'm thinking that, well, that's uncomfortable, and yet that's the beginning, right?
And exactly that. It's the beginning. Nothing is ever comfortable when you're starting out, is it? Especially when you don't know exactly what the outcome is going to be. And that's the beauty about life. You don't always have to know what the outcome is going to be. Enjoy the journey. You know?
Yep, I'm with you. Absolutely. You know, I can hear the passion when you're talking about all of this, Fiona. Why do you have such a passion for helping others around this issue of self-discovery?
You know, it gives me a sense of peace to see others discovering themselves. Because, you know, if you don't know who you are, how can you live a full life? How can you even live? You know, so it's important for me. It really is. People need to know who they are. I cannot speak enough about it. I mean, I could shout it from the rooftop. People need to know who they are. Because if they don't, they don't know where they're going. They cannot live their life for their families. They cannot give their children a brighter future. Because if you don't know who you are, what kind of future are you going to set for your children and your children's children? You know, there's a cycle that needs to be broken oftentimes in our lives from generations, you know, that we have adopted. And it's important for us to discover our truth, to discover ourselves, so we can break that cycle and move on and create something new, a different legacy, if you will, for the next generation.
Absolutely. And Fiona, you know, I like I said, I read your story, and I know what you're talking about. And the people that are on this call don't know your story. I'm just wondering if you could share just a little bit of something where, you know, you're talking about self-discovery. You discovered yourself in a pretty profound way. Would you just share a little bit about that, how you discovered yourself or what changed for you when you did discover yourself, something around that?
Yes. You know, my story, The Power of Choosing You, you know, it's leaving what I know. I left everything that I knew, my life as it was. I walked away from that life in hopes to find a better life because I know there was more. You know, it was scary. You know, I had to take hard decisions and hard choices. I had to sell all my belongings. I had to sleep on people's couches and stuff like that. But that's to the extent of what I know that my passion was for life, the zest and the zeal that I had for something more. And it, you know, giving up my life and coming to a country that I had no job, I had nothing, but just the courage to know that greater is out there and you can do it. And that's what I did. And I'm forever thankful that I took that journey. I have no regrets in taking that journey. Had I not taken that journey, I wouldn't be on this call with you, Sue. You wouldn't know who Fiona is, and the world and people who are listening wouldn't know who I am. And so it's just what I'm trying to tell people. You know, it's okay to be unsettled. It's okay to take those steps. And that's what it was for me, choosing myself and knowing that there was something more out there for me to accomplish. And that's what my story is all about.
It is. And I'll tell you, I got chills when you were talking because you are a beautiful example of courage in action and how powerful we can be when we make a decision. You know, and to just go through all that stuff, that unsettled time, that uncomfortability, because you knew who you were and you knew that you had to live this life. And I think that's amazing. And I'm in awe of you. You're just awesome.
Absolutely.
And I know that our readers are going to want to read more and hear more about you. One final question before we close. Can you tell us, how can somebody know, somebody listening right now, there are people there that might not know what, you know, how to choose themselves maybe, but how can someone know if they're on the right path for themselves?
Oh, man. You know you're on the right path for yourself when you wake up every day with a sense of purpose, a sense of hope, and a sense of gratitude. You know you're on the right path when at the end of each day, you feel a sense of accomplishment, you feel at peace, and you can't wait for tomorrow to come. And finally, you know you're on the right path when you encounter setbacks, but you view them as rest stops. And, you know, you can hit the reset button and start again. You know, that's when you know that you're on the right path, when even though you're feeling discouraged, you know that you're not broken. And that's the most important thing for you to understand.
I love that. I love that. So you have that touch point at the beginning of the day, touch point at the end of the day, and every time in between when anything happens. That's beautiful.
Exactly.
Fiona, that's great. Thank you so much for all of this. You know, I know that our listeners, there are people that will want to reach out to you. Can you please tell us how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can visit my website at speakhopeintl.com, or they can email me at pursuit@speakhopeintl.com, and or by telephone. It's +1-954-991-9155.
Well, this has been great. Fiona, you know, it really is a pleasure talking with you today. And I, as I said, you know, I love your story. I love what you've done. You are a beautiful example for all of us. And I am so grateful that you decided to participate in this project, because, you know, it seems like now is your time. And this story, you know, that you're sharing is really going to touch a lot of people's lives. So thank you so much for being a part of all of this.
Oh, Sue, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be a part of this. But as I said, I'm forever grateful. Thank you.
You are welcome. And listeners, thank you, because by you taking part in this summit and empowering your own life, you're helping to empower the lives of other people too, because as Fiona said, you can be that example of, you know, empowerment in action, and you can be that example for living on purpose. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for learning these beautiful lessons and listening to these authors. Feel free to reach out to them. They would all love to hear from you. And be sure to continue to listen to this summit. Buy the book, Empower Your Life, on March 20th, which is our launch day. You'll be receiving an email how to do that. And we are so grateful for all of you. I wish you a beautiful, wonderful day.